Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Hey, let's race.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so happy to see you guys. Today's topic is sports.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Race Dragon Boats. Let's race dragon boats. So, Dragon Boat Festival is here. Marie, have you ever watched the dragon boat races?
No, I haven't, but I really want to.
So, today will be great for you then. We get to learn all about this festival. So, let's get started. Here's Marie with our Read It.
It's Dragon Boat Festival. Taylor likes watching the dragon boat races. Does she row a boat? No, you don't row a dragon boat. You paddle a dragon boat. But Taylor doesn't paddle a boat. She just watches. The weather is beautiful. Alex and Susie are at the dragon boat race. Dragon boat racing isn't easy. Every team member is strong.
Row, row, row your boat. Oh, have you ever rowed a boat before, Marie?
I have. I rowed a boat once in a lake. It wasn't as easy as it looked. It took a lot of time for me to get used to. How about you?
Yes, I have, but I have never paddled a dragon boat before, and I want to.
Well, this will be very exciting. Well, before we go on, let's go to Christina. She needs to show us our keywords.
Hello, 划龙舟的端午节又到了。讲到划船，今天提到两个划船的动词。第一个是 row，这个 row通常是在小船的两侧各有一只桨，运用两手去划，这叫做 row。He rowed so fast， 他划得好快，所以划船就是 row a boat。 船就是 boat， 可是划龙舟就不同了，它是每位选手都只有一只桨，用两手握桨左右划，这种划船就是 paddle a boat。 People paddle dragon boats today。 划龙舟比赛就是 dragon boat racing。 要赢得比赛可不简单，你去看看那些队员的手背都是很强壮的。队员就是 team member， 名词 member 就是成员或会员。 Look at the team members' arms. 他们的手背都好壮哦. Their arms are very strong. 形容词 strong 就是强壮的.
Are you excited about the dragon boat race, Taylor?
Yes, I watch the dragon boat races every year.
Do you ever row a dragon boat?
You don't row a dragon boat, Linda. You paddle a dragon boat.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you ever paddle a boat?
No, I usually just watch.
Linda and Taylor talk in the office. They are talking about the boat race. Before we talk about this race, let's talk about what a boat is.
Good idea. You use a boat to travel on water. Peter, what kind of boat have you been on?
Well, I've been on a fishing boat before. I took the boat out into the water. And when we were on the boat, yes, we were fishing. I've also seen a ship, which is like a very big boat.
Very nice. Well, if you go to the beach or the harbor, you can see many boats. Some people even live in their boats. It's their home.
Well, Taylor is excited about this dragon boat race.
And I'm excited about Christina teaching this sentence to us. Hi, Christina.
Linda 问 Taylor 划龙舟比赛要开始了，你兴奋吗？ Are you excited about the dragon boat race? 我们来练习一下这个句型。 Be excited about something 表示对某件事感到兴奋，通常也是会很期待的事。你可以说 I'm very excited about the change 对于改变感到非常兴奋。They are very excited about the vacation. 他们很兴奋可以休假。另外你也可以说 be excited to do something. 在 excited 后面接不定词片语，比如 she was excited to join the new company. 她很兴奋可以加入新的公司。I'm excited to spend time with your family. 我很兴奋可以花时间与你的家人相处。
Thank you, Christina. Marie, are you excited about the Dragon Boat race?
Yes, I am. And so is Taylor. She watches the Dragon Boat races every year. Peter, I have a question for you. Do you row a dragon boat?
Well, before I answer that question, let's talk about this word, row. You row a boat by using a very long, flat pole.
Right. You can say, let's row to the middle of the lake. Or, I'm tired. I can't row anymore.
Rowing is tiring. But let's get back to the question you asked me.
Yes. So, do you ever row a dragon boat?
No, you don't row a dragon boat. You paddle a dragon boat.
Oh, what does paddle mean?
Well, paddle means to move forward through the water, kind of like rowing. We paddle across the river, jump into the boat, and I'll paddle you to the other side.
That's interesting.
That is.
Peter, I have another question for you. Did you ever paddle a boat?
Yes, I have. I have paddled a canoe. This is a small boat, and you use a paddle for this kind of boat. What about you?
No, I usually just watch.
I usually just watch. Hey, that's great. That's today's...
Calendar phrase!
I usually just watch.
I usually just watch. 我通常只是观看而已。
Do you want to play baseball?
No, I usually just watch.
Come on, it's fun.
No, I usually just watch.
Come on, it's a great sport.
No, I usually just watch.
Why don't you play?
Because...I usually just lose.
I usually just watch.
I usually just watch. 我通常只是观看而已。
That was a very fun calendar phrase. Well, Taylor never paddles a boat. She usually just watches.
Okay, well, row, paddle, we know the difference now.I think I'm ready to watch this race. It's going to begin soon, right?
Yes, very soon. And I can't wait. But first, friends, we need to do something. We need to take a short break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. So we have this word boat, but do you know what a ship is? Can you tell us a little bit more?
Sure. A ship is a boat, but a ship is usually big. It's very large. And sometimes ships have things in it, like rooms or kitchens. And you can even sleep on a ship. Many people can.
And cargo ships bring all our stuff to us across the world.Well, let's find out more about this festival. Here's Conversation B.
Are you ready for the race, Alex?
Yes. The weather is beautiful today.
You're right. It's a great day for dragon boat races.
Oh, look at all the teams in their colorful uniforms.
They look great.
Oh, yes.But dragon boat racing isn't easy.
You're right. Each team member has very strong arms.
Susie and Alex are at the river. Alex is ready for the race.
It's a perfect day for the race. The weather is beautiful.
Beautiful. Hey, I like this word. Hey, do you know who I think is beautiful? Christina. I think she is very beautiful. Let's join her now. She has something to say about this.
Alex 说 the weather is beautiful today. 如果形容词 beautiful 是美丽或是漂亮的，那当你说天气 beautiful 的时候是什么意思呢？其实 beautiful 还可以用来形容出色、特别好、让人心情舒爽愉悦的。所以 the weather is beautiful 指的应该就是舒爽宜人的好天气吧。所以 beautiful 不只是可以用来形容人长得好看，还可以形容天气、音乐、风景、人的声音或者是一个城市。另外要形容人长得好看，除了用 beautiful 之外，建议你还可以考虑其他的形容词，比如说 pretty， 它尤其可以用来形容脸长得好看的人。Good looking 是比较口语的表达，对男生的话还可以用 handsome， 形容对方很可爱或者是很有魅力可以用 cute， 最后是 lovely， 除了表示对方可爱，它也有赞美对方美好、很吸引人的意思。那么多形容词你可以换着用哦。
Thanks, Christina. Today is a beautiful day for the race.It's a great day for dragon boat races.
Yes, it is. And the teams are in their colorful uniforms. Everyone looks great.
But dragon boat racing isn't easy. It takes lots and lots of practice.
You're right about that. Each team member has a very strong team. They have strong arms. They've been training for a long time.Now, can you tell us more about this word member, as in team member?
Sure. A member or team member is someone who belongs to a group. Peter, have you ever been a member of something?
Well, I was on a soccer team, so I was a team member.
Oh, great. Well, I was a member on my dance team. I was a team member. How about you guys?Are you a member of something right now? Talk to a friend about it.
So each member has very strong arms. Hey, I'm strong, right? I should be on a dragon boat team. I can lift heavy things. Yes.
I think you can do it, Peter. Well, athletes like baseball players, basketball players, and tennis playershave to be strong because they use their bodies all the time.
And, you know, teaching English, you got to be pretty strong for that too, right?
Yes, that's right. Well, members of the dragon boat race have to be strong too.
Yes, they should have strong arms because they need to do a lot of paddling.
I have an idea. Let's take a look at what a dragon boat looks like.Let's take a look at this photo right here. This is a dragon boat. You can see in the very front that there is a face of a dragon. This boat is really cool.
And it is very colorful. I can see blue and green, orange and red. It's very nice. And do you see the seats inside the boat? That's where the team members sit.
That's right.And the members paddle their dragon boats on rivers. Well, I think that Alex and Susie are ready for the race. They seem very excited.
Oh, I'm excited, but about something else. And I can see you are excited too. Friends, it's time for us to review the key words from today. Let's look at them together.
Here's our first key word of the day.Row. Row. Can you row across the river?
Boat. Boat. Many boats are in the water.
Paddle. Paddle. Let's paddle that little boat.
Member. Member. Are you a member of the team?
Strong. Strong. Neil is a strong boy. Friends, those are our key words. Keep on practicing. Now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Are you excited about the dragon boat race, Taylor?
Yes, I watch the dragon boat races every year.
Do you ever row a dragon boat?
You don't row a dragon boat, Linda. You paddle a dragon boat.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you ever paddle a boat?
No, I usually just watch.
Are you ready for the race, Alex?
Yes. The weather is beautiful today.
You're right. It's a great day for dragon boat races.
Look at all the teams in their colorful uniforms.
They look great.
Oh, yes, but dragon boat racing isn't easy.
You're right. Each team member has very strong arms.
Watching a dragon boat race is very exciting. But I think being a member of a dragon boat team would be even more exciting. Let's take a look at this photo together. These are members of a dragon boat race. Look at them go.
Yeah, they are working really, really hard. And they are moving together, which is really important.
So what does it take to be a good team member?
Many things. You have to listen to each other. Listen to what the other members have to say. Communication is very important, no matter what team you are on.
Yes, that's a big lesson to learn. I think people want to win, but we should care about our team members. This is a bigger lesson than anything else. We have to care about what people are doing, and hopefully the team will work together.
Yes, and of course you have to work hard. If you have practice every day, make sure you show up every day. If you don't, the other members might not consider you a team player.
Teamwork is important. That's the word we're talking about right now. Teamwork.
That's right. Well, I know something fun we can do right now. Do you?
I do. Let's go to Jungle Chit Chat. We can watch it together.
Dragon Boat Festival! Let's go!
Oh, do you want to watch the Dragon Boat races?
No, I don't want to watch. I want to row your boat.
Ginger, you don't row a Dragon Boat. You paddle.
Oh, paddle your boat.
Ginger, it's not easy to be on a Dragon Boat team.
It's not?
No, every team member must be strong.
I'm strong.
Sorry, Ginger. You're not strong enough.
Am I strong enough to cheer?
Oh, yeah. We're both strong enough to cheer.
Then let's go and cheer.
Ja-yup. Let's go.
Let's go. Go.
Today is Monday, so let's practice answering questions together. Here's question number one. Do you row a dragon boat? Do you row a dragon boat?
You can find the answer in conversation A. No, you paddle a dragon boat. Question number two. What do you do for Dragon Boat Festival? What do you do for Dragon Boat Festival? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
What do I do for Dragon Boat Festival? Well, I do a lot. Sometimes I like to go to the local dragon boat races and watch people race the dragon boats. I also like to eat 粽子. 粽子 is one of my favorite foods to eat. You get to eat sweet 粽子 or salty 粽子, but whatever 粽子, it tastes amazing and it's really good.
What do I do for Dragon Boat Festival? I go down to the river and watch the races, of course. The races are very exciting. The boats go down the river racing. The drummer beats the drum. The rowers row quickly, faster and faster, and then someone leans over and grabs the flag. I always think they're going to fall into the river, but they usually don't. It's a lot of fun. I think I want to be the one that grabs the flag. Maybe next year.
What do I do for Dragon Boat Festival? What do you think I do on Dragon Boat Festival? I bet you think I like to tell people super sentences. Well, on that day, Duanwujie, nobody is talking in English, so nobody needs a super sentence. Everyone is talking in Chinese. So, on Dragon Boat Festival, I eat a 粽子. I need a 粽子.
What do I do for Dragon Boat Festival? Well, I like to watch the races, of course. The boats are really neat. They are made of wood and are shaped and decorated in the form of a dragon. One of my favorite things to do during the races is to eat sticky rice wraps. There are many different kinds, but I prefer the triangle-shaped ones that are wrapped in bamboo leaves. They are delicious. What will you do during Dragon Boat Festival?
Well, you know, this is a great time to go outside and enjoy the day, so we hope you do. And we'll see you here next time right on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.